Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, as we were speaking to with the Taoiseach before the break, PTSB, which is 57% owned by the state, is up for sale. The bank is the smallest of the three Irish banks to survive the financial crash. It received €4 billion of a bailout in 2011. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined by Peter Brown, Managing Director with Bagot Investment Partners, and Tom Lyons, Business Journalist and Chief Executive of The Currency. And you're both welcome to the programme. Peter, I'm going to start with you. Your reaction, first of all, to the news that PTSB is up for sale.
Well, I don't think it's much of a surprise, Claire. I mean, the government are exiting these bank holdings, and that's always been the strategy since they bailed them out in the crisis. They exited Bank of Ireland in total in 2022 and AIB in June this year. With permanent TSB, we gave them €4 billion in 2011. We've got €2.8 billion of that back so far. And now the balance is up for sale around about 57%. And it's not really a surprise. The Irish banking market is so strong at the moment. The business case is so good. There's a lot of cash around, which is paid very little on deposit. And there's good growth in mortgages, good growth in lending. And they're very, very profitable.
But they have struggled to compete, haven't they, with the other bigger operators in the market?
Well, Permanent TSB have. And what Permanent TSB need is a larger institution to take over this majority shareholding to give them the clout to compete with AIB and Bank of Ireland. And that's a positive thing if that happens. Now, we know that foreign banks took an absolute clobbering back in 2012, especially on the fact that, you know, on the mortgage side, they weren't able to repossess the assets, as would be the case in most jurisdictions. So it'll be very interesting to see what sort of bank steps up here. For Permanent TSB. But for the consumer, you know, it's good news. I mean, competition is good. I mean, we're suffering from the fact we don't have competitive interest rates and we have high levels of personal loan rates on mortgages and cars. So competition is good.
But is there anybody out there that you can see that would be the obvious contender to step up and bid for PTSB?
Well, this is the million-dollar question because if you just imagine, I always say this kind of, you know, anytime I'm talking to people, I say, look, what director is going to stand up in a boardroom of an international bank and say, let's go banking in Ireland? I mean, you know, memories are long. It didn't work in the past and we know Ulster Bank has just left. So I'm hoping that they've got somebody lined up and somebody in mind and it isn't a situation where we're just kind of put it up for sale and hope somebody looks at it. But, you know, it is difficult to see who the contender will be.
Well, stay with us, Peter, because, Tom, Peter just touched on some of the recent history of PTSB, but maybe you could tell us a bit more about that now. The €4 billion, it's painful to hear that figure again, but that's what went in from the taxpayer in 2011. Will we see that back?
Well, it's repaid €2.75 billion so far, and the state's stake in the business currently is worth about €730 million. Now, we'll have to see what the bank eventually sells for, but at the moment, we will be slightly down on that investment. But if it's a competitive process and if there's plenty of bidders come forward for PTSB, potentially we could, Claire.
And what's your response to the news this morning? Were you surprised to hear this?
I think timing is, it's not a surprise that they would move to appoint somebody like Goldman Sachs to sell the business. The question is, when were they going to do that? They're subscale in the Irish market versus AIB and Bank of Ireland. They are growing, but I mean, the rate of growth means that it's decades before they'll catch up. So this does give them an opportunity to maybe bring in an international partner, somebody who's got, you know, digital banking solved, who's got a bigger balance sheet. So I think we don't know what exactly triggered this timing, but it was certainly something that was going to be on the cards over the next year or two.
And do you agree with Peter that it will be a brave executive who stands up in a boardroom and says, let's go banking in Ireland?
I think that they will certainly remember the history, but they will also see that this is a market which is much less competitive than it used to be. I mean, we've had Anglo-Irish Bank obviously leave the market, Irish Nationwide. We've had ESB or EBS merged into AIB. We've had Ulster Bank step out of the market, and that was a big boost to PTSB when it bought its loan book. So I think that they'll look into this market and they'll see that there's an opportunity here to be disruptive, to become that third player, rather than coming in as that fifth or sixth player, which they might have had, which they might have had to do if they went into the market, you know, 15, 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they'll be looking at this player and thinking, this could be an opportunity if they've got their business model right to plug into PTSB and have less legacy issues than, say, AIB and Bank of Ireland, and a chance to carve out a decent business.
And Peter, for consumers then, I mean, there are many people who had to move from Ulster Bank when they left the market to other companies. That wasn't as smooth as perhaps it was hoped. It was for some people, but not for all. Do you expect that consumers will see much of an impact here on their day-to-day banking when this sale does happen?
No, I don't think so. I think, it will obviously depend on who is the person who purchases the bank and what they do in terms of the systems and things like that. But I don't see much disruption. What we're hoping to see is some competition in mortgage rates, some competition in personal loan rates, and some competition in deposit rates. I mean, I get those questions every single day. How can I get a return on my deposits? And we've got interest rates below the rate of inflation. It's very, very frustrating. So I'm hoping for a large retail, European retail player to come in and really shake up this Irish market. And hopefully that'll be the case. But in terms of permanent TSB present customers, I don't see much disruption.
But do you really think that a large retail player on the EU scene will do that, will come in here and offer better deposit rates to Irish customers? How likely is that?
I don't know. Like, I worked in Barclays for 10 years, who are a huge European retail player, and they never moved out of investment banking into retail. So they never saw it as attractive. I think people will look at the profits that AIB and Bank of Ireland are making, and look at the Irish market and say, look, there's huge profits being made here on pure retail banking, right? Mm-hmm. So that just might trigger somebody.
But then the other possible scenario, Tom, is that one of our existing banks, AIB or Bank of Ireland, could buy PTSB. Do you think that's likely?
That certainly potentially could happen. I mean, that would have to be looked at from a competition perspective, as to whether that would be allowed. Would also be something that would have to be looked at by the central bank. You'd have to think, though, in terms of who might be prepared to pay the most, Claire, that it might be a new player, because they would see the opportunity to grow the business. We have Avant Money in the market. They're Spanish owned. They are offering very very good mortgage rates at the moment. So might they be somebody who would say, look, we're here already, this is a chance to get a bit bigger? And if you look at that number, well, it sounds a lot, the type of price you're going to have to pay. In banking terms, single-digit billions, it's very small.
Mm-hmm. Because the market
wouldn't be seen
the market
as a huge risk.
The market value of PTSB as of today, or yesterday rather, is 1.28 billion, isn't it? So you would expect it to sell for around that, would you, Tom?
Well, if that's the share price, you'd expect that it'll sell for premium to that. But how much remains to be seen. I mean, there's going to have to be a lot of due diligence done on this bank. But in terms of the number, that isn't the type of number that would put off a large European bank,
mm-hmm.
or even a United States one. Although I think it makes far more sense because of banking regulations for it to be a European buyer.
Do you agree with that, Peter, that it won't be a bank from the United States coming in?
No, I don't see a bank from the United States being attracted by, I mean, it's going to be pure retail banking. And that's a plus, because, I mean, banks have become much more attractive from an investment point of view because they're focusing on retail and that investment management and all that sort of global structured finance has disappeared from the banks, which uh-huh. is a positive. It means they're much more visible in terms of what they're actually doing. So I think it's going to be a retail bank and a European retail bank.
Right.
And something like Avant Money would be ideal, yeah.
And beyond the market value of $1.28 billion, what do you expect would be the premium on top of that? Because, look, what we all want is for the state, the taxpayer, to get back as much as we can on what went into PTSB.
Yeah, well, kind of, I mean, 1.28 is the market value, but the government only owns 57% of that.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. But the share price is up 15% this morning. So we just have to watch the share price in terms of that will drive up the value and drive up the sale price for the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a very interesting issue because, you know, banking since the crash has just been one way. People have been exiting Irish retail banking. And the banks that stayed, AIB and Bank of Ireland specifically, have made a fortune on the back of that and the back of the fact that the economy is growing so strongly. Permanent TSB is much, much smaller, but it is growing. And with the right sort of parent here, it could be a major player.
Will there be, Tom, a timeline on this sale? Do you expect it to be done and dusted quite quickly?
The timeline will be set by the bank and by its advisors, Goldman Sachs. So you would imagine that they've already done, you know, prior to this announcement, they've already done pre-work, preparing and looking at the different options and determining, is this the right time to sell? So you'd imagine that post this announcement that there will be some sort of a teaser document available to draw in potential investors, and they're then going to have to run a process which will get to exclusivity, and then there'll be due diligence. So it's probably something it's going to take months,
mm-hmm.
And could well go into next year.
And can you assess for us, Tom, you know, we get to this point, and people might remember, there was a moment in time when there was a question mark over PTSB's very survival, and now we see it being offered on the open market for a price which would see the taxpayer getting back the bulk of the money that we put in.
Well, it's. I mean, it was originally Irish Life and Permanent, and the Irish Life part of the business was sold off, and PTSB had to be reformed. It was quite a tiny bank after the crash. So it's had to build itself back organically. It had a big boost when it bought a very large loan book from Ulster Bank as they exited the market. So that's given it a great opportunity. It started growing its business more in the SME sector too, which is, there is a clear gap in the market for more competition in terms of SME lending. So I think, Claire, like it's been on quite the journey, and this it clearly sees, if it can get this away, this will be the accumulation of that journey where it returns to private ownership. Hopefully with a very strong backer behind us.
All right. Well, thank you both, Tom Lyons and Peter Brown.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.